Blog Talk Radio. for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and Chris Itlerich, where we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. Brother Oscar, Brother Chris, where are you? Time to come on.
Yes, yes, we here, we here.
Amen.
Alive and well.
Yes, we are, Brother Chris. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you for your support, our listening audience. Once again, Lord has blessed us.
Yes, he has, Brother Chris. Very
yes,
much.
He's blessed us once again very much, and it is August 12th, Monday, the start of a new week, a new experience, a new challenge, and all, whatever you want to call it. But we thank our listening audience for tuning in to Block Talk Radio today on this Monday, August 12th, 2019. It is 11:06 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in the great state of California. I'm away here at Holiday Inn Vacation Resorts in Anaheim, California, with my wonderful granddaughters and wife. And we're just enjoying this time. We're going to be after the show going to Universal Studios, and so the girls can have fun and we all can just have a joyous time today, God willing. So it is currently here in Anaheim, California. It is, let's see what the temperature is, mostly sunny. It is 75 degrees. I'm looking out of the hotel window on the sixth floor, and it looked like it cleared out. It was a little foggy this morning, but it's going to be a high today of 84 degrees. And then a low tonight, it will be 63 degrees, and it's about humidity is 59%. Southwesterly winds at 4 miles an hour. Visibility is 8 miles. And to my beloved brother out in the great state of Ohio,
yes, sir.
2,188 miles, 0.3 miles, 88.3 miles from me, from Orange County, Anaheim, California. 31 hours of car driving in the great state of Ohio in the presence of our beloved brother in the suburb of Dayton, Miamisburg, Oscar York. How you doing?
Thank you. Well, I'm fine, Brother Chris. I wish I was where you are. You're enjoying this. That's it. Brother Chris is enjoying himself. And that's what life is all about, my people. I'm happy. I'm happy for you, my brother. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
But Brother Oscar here, I'm stuck here at home in Miamisburg. But I'm all right. We all right here, Brother Chris. We're still blessed, and we thank the Lord for another day. We thank the Lord for watching over us on last evening as we slept and slumber, and woke us up to see a day that none of us have never witnessed before.
That's right.
Giving us all a second chance, another chance to make it right with Him, another chance to walk closer and closer with Him. So, Brother Chris, we are blessed all over the place. Amen.
That's right. Absolutely. And we're looking forward to a fantastic show today. And so we thank you always for tuning in to the show, our listening audience, on this new week, start of a new week. Yeah, time is flying, Brother Oscar. Before you know it, summer be over.
Yes, it will be. Yes, it will be. Brother Chris got a good lesson he's bringing today called pride. Pride. Taken from 1 John 2:16, Proverbs 16:18, Mark 7:22. So get your Bibles out and get them ready to study
the
message when time comes. Now, our first selection will be the Brothers Clean Heart. The Brothers.
Oh, I like them. They got a nice concept.
Yes, they do, Brother Chris. We love them here.
Right.
We love them here. Here they go.
Yeah, let it roll.
The Brothers Clean Heart.
Nice track.
Oh, it is very nice. We almost have a clean heart if we're going to follow the Lord, not a messed up heart. All kinds of evil.
That's right.
Now.
That's so correct. That's why the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, he says, "The wicked and the proud, Brother Oscar, listening audience, of their evil desires, the greedy curse and they reject the Lord. But the wicked do not care about the Lord. In their pride, they think that God doesn't matter. Isn't that so true, the way
Amen.
The world is, huh, Brother Oscar?
Amen. They don't care, Brother Chris. We were saying that on our program this morning on YouTube. The world has become a place where people can do whatever they want to do and don't think about God. The conversation is always political, nothing about God. So we must have
That's
a clean
right.
heart and our minds on the Lord. And here at Chatting
Amen.
From the Word, we try to do that. We try to make sure that we always are chatting
That's
about
correct.
The Word from the Word and helping you put a snap in your Christian walk. Our next selection will be Acapella, the Acapella Company. Holy
Amen.
Shit. We love that song, too. We love them all. We love them all. The
That's right.
Acapella Company, Holy, Holy City. And here
right.
we go. What?
Right.
There'd be no crime, there'd be no pain, no worry about the bills, don't worry about the Trump administration, don't worry about nothing. Just be with the Lord through all eternity and enjoying being in eternity.
That's right. A day is coming when human pride,
yes,
Brother Oscar, listen to audience, will be ended and human arrogance destroyed. Then the Lord alone will be exalted. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. All right, it's prayer time, my friend. And if you have a prayer
right.
request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. Now, I do have a request that I want Brother Chris to pray for. We lost one of our sisters at the Germantown Pike Church of Christ. Her husband is an elder, and me and Sister Bentley, we, you know, nice people, nice people. We eulogize her brother maybe 10 years ago, we eulogized him, and I did the eulogy, and me, Brother Walter Bentley and Sister Bentley were close, and that's the way it's supposed to be in the Church of Christ. So we want to pray for their family as they are grieving over her and over the loss. She just recently died Thursday or Friday, but I didn't receive the news until Saturday. So I was over there worshiping with them at the Germantown Pike Church of Christ. I had nice service. Germantown Pike. And I had a chance to talk with Brother Bentley and to hear my condolences.
Okay. All
Brother Bentley.
All right. That's Walter, his wife, Sister Bentley. Okay.
Sister Bentley that died. She passed. So we come into our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for,
call it on in.
The number is 657-383-0883. And here we go.
Love.
Amen. Prayer. Now, if you have a prayer request that, that you want Brother Chris to pray for, go ahead on, call it on in. The number is 657-383-0883. Now, our scripture reading from prayer time will be taken from Psalms 18, 1 through 3. Here the psalmist writes, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Brother Chris.
Father God, we thank you once again on this Monday, Father, to approach that throne of grace and mercy. Father, we thank you for your Son, who is highly exalted in the heavenly places, who has all sovereignty over the universe. And we petition thee, Heavenly Father, Jehovah, at this time. A special prayer goes out, Father, to Brother Bentley's family. Father, we express our condolences to the passing of his lovely wife, Sister Bentley, Father, at the Germantown Pike Church of Christ, Father. And we pray, Father, for their family. Give them the healing they need to carry on, Father. And we know that hopefully sister and brother, our dear brother and their family can continue on, Father, and fight the good fight of faith. And Father, and we know her works do follow her. And Father, that she was faithful in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray also for the York family. We pray for the Edwards family. We pray, Father, I pray for my granddaughters who will be shortly going back to school. Father, this coming week or so, Father, we pray for their education as well as all young people, Father, that they can stay focused on and get their proper education, Father, that they will help them to have a foundation as they grow up into early adulthood and to go into their careers once school is they're done with. Father, we pray also, Father, for the White House. We pray for, Father, for those that are running for candidates in 2020 election. We pray that they will implement policies and legislation that will promote tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all people. We pray, Father, for the immigration problem. We pray for the domestic terrorist problem we have in the United States, as well as problems throughout the ecumenical world. Father, we pray, Father, for the safety of all them that are traveling. Provide them traveling grace, Father, especially our preaching brethren, and Father, and all Christians, and just for every living soul, Father, throughout the world. And we pray, Father, also for those that are incarcerated. We pray, Father, that perhaps programs like this through the Churches of Christ on the airways can help them and point them to Jesus Christ and salvation. And those that have been wrongly convicted of crimes, Father, they will, justice will be served. That Father, they will get their sentence overturned and glorify you, Father. We pray for those that have departed from the faith, that Father, need encouragement to come back to the fold while they're on this time side of life. That Father, that they can make their allegiance with Jesus Christ and work out their salvation, as we all are exhorted that we may find our election sure when this life is over and be in the heavenly realm with the heavenly hosts on high. And Father, and this is our prayer for everybody in the entire world, especially those of the household of faith. In the name of Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine prayer. Yeah. But Chris, as always, knows how to approach the throne of grace on all our behalf. And thank you for praying for the Bentleys and myself. And I hope that he prayed for something that was on you all minds too. And we hope that you prayed along with him and that you listened to his prayer. Now, it is time for our testimonial moments. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call it in is now. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call it in is now. Testimonial moments. Call your testimony in. Maybe it may help someone who's trying to get over the hump, trying to climb the mountains, trying to swim the deepest of seas. So help them out with your testimony. All right, we have no one to call in today. Now it's time, and this time I know many of you are saying, why? This is time that we ask for sponsorship. And if you can help us to put Chatting from the Word out there in much deeper way. Help us to reach the masses of people that is lost. Because the world itself is so divided. So help us here at Chatting from the Word. Sponsor us. It don't take that much. $1,
that's
$10, $20, $30, whatever amount finances can bear. Please donate. Help us out here at Chatting from the Word.
Amen.
And churches, you can get involved too. Put us in your budget for 2019. Now, you know where to send the money to. I'm on PayPal. Pull up the PayPal web page and put in OscarYork3443@gmail.com, and another page will come up with direction on how to give the money. Now, if you reach a problem in doing that, let us know. Let us know that you're reaching a problem in sending the money, and we will send you a request through our PayPal account. Now, you can talk with us, myself and Brother Chris, on Facebook. We are on Facebook, and you can reach us there. Or if not, I have an email address. It's OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or I do have a web page. My web page is OscarYorkPublishing.com. And so you see in many ways you can contact myself or Brother Chris. But while you're on my web page, I do have a bookstore. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are $43. We hope that
That's
you
correct.
Do that because the proceeds will go towards the show here. So please order a book from Oscar York Publishing. Now, you know my motto. I say it every day. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power, Brother Chris.
You can reach Brother Chris at lowercase c, lowercase e, 06915 at gmail.com. You can also reach Brother Oscar and I on LinkedIn.com. And also, we are on our separate accounts on Facebook, Linkwood Messenger. And also, we download the pre-recordings of the show onto LinkedIn.com, all of them, and Twitter. And Facebook as well as Messenger. So there are a variety of social media platforms you can reach Brother Oscar and I. We encourage you to do so. This is an open forum, and we encourage you to call in if you have any constructive criticisms, if you have any prayer requests, any testimonies you would like to share on the air. We want you to do so because we as members of the Churches of Christ, we're going to point you to Christ, and we're going to point you to the way that Jesus wants us to go, and that is the way that leadeth unto truth and life, eternal life, as mentioned in Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 6. So we want to encourage all our listeners that we as members of the Churches of Christ believe in the accuracy, validity, prophecy, and authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So we are going to give you, thus saith the Lord, to answer your biblical questions that you may have, or religious questions, or if you need clarification, we're going to clarify it through the Word of God, as because we as members of the Churches of Christ, believing is aiming to speak where the Bible speaks and aim to be silent where the Bible is silent. Isn't that right, Brother York?
That is correct, Brother Chris, and that is the only way we can go.
That's the only way.
Brother Chris. Looks like time is moving fast here. You know, when you enjoy yourself, enjoying what you're doing, time just move on out. But Brother Chris got a lesson that he's going to bring after the last selection, and that message is on pride. So get your Bibles out. Get ready for the message. It's coming from 1 John 2:16, Proverbs 16:18, and Mark 7 and verse 22. Now for our next selection.
Correct.
Is from Redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. The group called Redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. And here we go. My soul is anchored.
Amen.
In the Lord. Yes, sir. And here we go.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still the hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the day. Done sure, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't longer day.
Redeemed, my soul is anchored in the Lord. And my listeners, if you want to go to heaven, your soul must be, has to be anchored in the Lord. Because when you're anchored in
absolutely
the Lord, whatever you come your way, you're going to stand on solid ground. You're going to be rooted in the ground. And now that your problems may ding you a little bit, but they're not going to take you out. If you truly stand in the Word of God, Brother Chris, amen.
That's correct. Amen.
Let me see here. What time is it, y'all? Oh, it's time for Brother Chris' message. The message
That's
is
right.
on pride, taken from 1 John 2:16. Proverbs 16:18, Mark 7:22. So get your swords out, get your Bibles out,
get them out,
get ready
your swords out
to hear the message from my preacher and yours. And he,
fasten
here
your
he
seat,
is, though. Brother Chris. So fasten them tight. Here he is, Brother Chris.
You know, most people in this world love the finer things of life, and when it comes to the clothes, the houses, furniture, cars, you know, consisting of the manner of living and everyday life. There are some in the people that in this world, or a great deal of people in this world, love to desire praise and flattery, beholding riches, the way the world operates, worldliness, carnal-minded, immodesty. It seems to be a trend in our current contemporary culture, Brother Oscar and our listening audience, thrusting after honor and validation of all sorts, ostentatious attitude, conceited, excessive self-esteem, rude, defiant, too confident, egocentric, just some of the things that are characteristic of the current contemporary attitudes that are in this world. We're going to turn to Mark chapter, the Gospel of Mark chapter 7, verse 22, in which the inspired writer of Mark says, Jesus is talking, and Jesus says, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. Well, our emphasis under consideration is that term pride, pride in the adjective sense. Pride comes from a Greek term in the Greek New Testament, from hubris, uberphenia, which means a haughtiness type of attitude, a pompous or a state of arrogance, to exalt oneself, and which is actually diametrically opposed to the way God wants us to be as his children. And so showing oneself above others, the current state of whether it's bigotry or whether it's some kind of a corrupt attitude, this is what is characteristic of the term that is in Scripture that Jesus is mentioning here as pride. So when we think of this term, pride, it is actually exhorted to not be this way. And the proverbial writer in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18 says that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. And all of us, if we live long enough in this world, have encountered people that have this kind of a false pride or a highly esteemed exaggeration of themselves. And the Lord says that is an attitude that is forbidden, especially for those of us that are serving the Lord. Pride is when one feels good about sharing his accomplishment. False pride is when a person has difficulty in apologizing or taking action to forgive or forget an emotional dispute between oneself and someone else they care about. Pride in of itself is not bad, but one should take some pride in themselves or feel good or feel pride about some traits or accomplishments. However, when pride distorts into smug, over confidence, or haughty feeling or being superior, just like when you go to these Ivy League colleges, Brother Oscar and our listening audience, there is like an Ivy League snobbery, you know, this arrogance among students, especially when they're real smart and they want to accomplish and they're the top of their class. Well, it's nothing wrong with it being having pride and being and accomplishing, you know, whether it's your assignments in college, but when you become haughty, that is the spirit that a Christian shouldn't possess, and this is what we're talking about today: pride. Pride is a distortion of one's sense of importance, better than others, and in short, inflated pride. Yes, then it is considered bad. And in the Bible, pride does not mean simple arrogance or ostentation all the time, but instead it means hubris. Hubris, preferring self-will to God's will. But we know we can't be that way. And it's a polar opposite of what God wants in the Bible for his children and in following him. Hubristic pride is the more narcissistic facet associated with arrogance and conceit. And in closing, we need to realize or come to realization that when John, the Apostle John, when he wrote his first epistle to Christians scattered abroad after AD 90, and he exhorts us all to, for that all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, Brother Oscar and our listening audience,
man.
The lust of the eyes and what we see and what we like and what we look upon, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And then we know that the world passes away in the lust there, Brother Oscar and our listening audience,
yes,
but
yeah.
He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And I'm going to leave you on that note. So I hope this message was just a message of exhortation to us all on the subject matter of pride, to not be consumed by foolish pride. And so do you believe in the gospel? Have you heard the word? Do you believe it? Are you willing to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world? And he came, Brother Oscar, I listen to us, to save us from perishing from our foolish pride. And that's
Amen.
Why we need to repent. We need to repent of our sins. Repentance is mandated by God in Acts chapter 17, verse 30, when the Apostle Paul had mentioned to the Grecian philosophers that were mind poets and Greek philosophy, he told on Mars Hill in Acts chapter 17. He said, "This unknown God who you've been ignorantly worshiping, I'm revealing unto you by revelation that in times past he winked at your ignorance and overlooked it, but now commands all men everywhere, men and women, to repent, to change your mind about the love and practice of sin and turn and give your life for the cause of Jesus Christ." If you're willing to do that, are you willing to acknowledge the sweetest name on mortal tongue, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you want to make him the Lord of your life? Are you willing to make him the center of your life? If that is the case, then you are acknowledging the fact that when you repent, you are going to accept baptism, because repentance and baptism are connected together. Baptism in the watery grave and for remission of sins, that you contact the blood of Christ and it cleanses you from every past sin that you've ever committed in your life, and you have a clean slate with God, and you have an answer of a good conscience toward God, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 through 22. It's also for remission of sins, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, is to wash away your sins. Be like Saul of Tarsus, that was encouraged by Ananias, the disciple of Jesus. He said, "Why are you waiting? Why? Get yourself baptized. Get your sins washed away. Call it on the name of the Lord." Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Be like Saul of Tarsus, who became one of the greatest apostles, the Apostle Paul, and wrote many letters of the New Testament for the churches that were in different locations. So I just want to let you know that you are a New Testament Christian. When you come up out of the watery grave of baptism, you're purchased by the blood of Christ, and he adds you to his church that was blood bought by Jesus' blood, Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and you are a New Testament Christian, Brother Oscar.
Thank you, Brother Chris. Yes, sir. That was a fine message on pride. And you know what, my friends? Sometimes pride can get you into a lot of trouble.
That's right.
Because
Amen.
One should humble himself before the mighty hand of God. I believe that's why Jesus brought the little children unto him. He said, "Unless you become like these little children, ain't no way you can enter into the kingdom."
Matthew chapter 18. That's right.
Matthew 18. That's right. So we got to be humble, my friends. But many of us,
lose that perspective, man, you know.
That perspective.
Yeah. We get caught up, and we going in the trend of the world in the current times, and we can't fashion ourselves to the world because we ought to be transformed.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
That's right. That's right.
It's nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong with having nice things and doing fine things as the world, but long as we keep it in its proper place and that we are not governed, that doesn't define us. That doesn't control us. It's the Lord and His Spirit that is the center and that is that's guiding and directing our lives, not the spirit that is in the world, because we just talked about that.
That's right, go that route.
Yeah, that's the road to destruction.
That's right. And that's what you call having a sober mind. We have to think right. And a lot of us, we don't think right because we think we're the only one can do this job, or the only one can do this. And some of us think we cannot be replaced. But you know what? You got to humble yourself. Because that's what the Lord wants us to do. And to recognize that none of us are better than each other. We're supposed to be helping one another. That's why we have testimonial moments. That's why we have prayer requests. So that you can be humble and tell somebody about the experiences that you are facing are going through. Now, I'm glad Brother Chris going to give us this time to. I want to talk about our program on YouTube. We hope and pray that you are watching it and listening to it. We did a show this morning on Praise Team versus One Song Leader. And we hope that you go back and catch that. And again, on YouTube, we have several shows. If you want to catch what I said about the subject last week and do that, and a week before that, you can do that. So we are bringing these programs on to help you with your Christian walk. As we always say, put a snap in your Christian walk. So we hope we are doing that. And continue praying for Brother Walter Bentley, who lost his life. One of the Germantown Pike elders.
Chris? Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, I just want to say also, I got your link from YouTube this morning, and it was in my email. So I did get it about your show, your video that you do on Monday. So I'll be viewing that later tonight when we get back from the theme park over at Universal Studios. So it's always a pleasure coming on the air with you, Brother Oscar, and our listening audience. And God bless all our brethren throughout the world, and we just pray for everybody, and especially for our children and those, you know, that are going through different, you know, like the loss of loved ones, as you just mentioned, Brother Walter Bentley, and losing his wife, the faithful sister in Christ, and through passing. And so we got to pray and just, you know, be sober-minded. You know, this is serious. So we're dealing with souls.
Man.
We're dealing with eternity.
Yes, we are.
And so, you know, we got to live in this world, but we not supposed to be governed by the world. We're supposed to be governed by Christ and being transformed. That's right. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris. And we want to thank everyone
Absolutely.
For listening and joining us on this morning or on this evening, whatever time that you're on. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your bountiful blessings. We pray for Walter Bentley family that you may comfort their heart, what they're going through, and all you and all them that are out there that are suffering and lost. Father, be with them all. Be with our listeners. Help them to have a grand, grand day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you today. From chatting from the word. Bye bye.
Bye bye, everybody. Keep the faith.
Amen.